a bra sing when I was 5 years old. But all I thought back then was that she was made of gold. Rang sweetly in my ears like dinner bells when the sun dropped, and grabbed my soul like hip hop. Her voice resonating through the vents all the time, and the cat that she fucked was an older friend of mine. The cat and Goldie had this weird special thing. The two were so tight, Goldie even wore his ring. Kept Goldie in key, her curves all in time. Kept her holes tight and her belt looking fine. He say,
put your tongue on the slit, girlfriend starts to ill. Move your finger like this, that's how you make a trill. I play this bitch hard, little man, but don't be alarmed, cause when you're older you'll understand.
The thing that blew my mind was how she loved getting played, even though the cat dented her up and the sound that they made. Grandma's calling po-po, dogs howling and shit, but she could never leave, the cat was legit. A couple years passed and I just couldn't stand being harassed by the long nights listening to Goldie's windpipes through the cracks in the wall. I'd hear her voice through the air, laughing, screaming, dreaming, feigning, always in despair. More he played her up and down, more beautiful she cried. Her man's plaything, sometimes I wonder why. Why? Why does so much beauty come from pain? Why? Why can silence tell the whole thing? I hear improvisation in the rain. Why? Why does so much beauty come from pain? Why? Why can silence tell the whole thing? Why? Why does so much beauty come from pain? I hear improvisation in the rain. Why does so much beauty come from pain? A few years older and time turns to stone. A little more weight and a little less stoned. In retrospect, the world lost its place on its axis, like playing Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band backwards. The cat used to purr when he'd rub on Goldie's scales, and the cat would never fail to rail the bitch blind. And time turned into days, and hair became grays, and blues became modal. He loved the bitch total. An absolute hues of dues ensued to create the sound that I hear between my ears today. She needed a man to objectify her frame, needed to be the vessel of another man's pain. She cried out, not cause she was insecure or vain. That blue cat's name was John Coltrane. When crossroads call my name and my last quarter goes home, I'll remember that cat and his golden saxophone.
Melody and have rhythm as we do our thing.